Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of Cam FM Trending. This episode is a repeat of an interview hosted by myself, Daisy, the station manager of Cam FM, and my then deputy station manager, Emma Lovick. The interview was recorded as part of our grand opening of our brand new studio within Jesus College, within the University of Cambridge, back in March of 2024. We were very kindly joined by the master of the college and founder of Something Else Productions, Sunita Elaine, OBE, who joined us for a pre-recorded broadcast on air, and we chatted to her about all manner of things, from Jesus College to her favourite memories of her time in radio and broadcasting to what her favourite songs are. Just a quick note before we get started, there are some spotty moments of audio quality in places. Please do bear that in mind. We were obviously just opening the studio, so there were some tweaks that still needed to be done at that point. And also, we had to remove the songs that we originally played at the end of the broadcast for copyright reasons. Those were the songs requested by Sunita Elaine in this broadcast, but please do go and seek them out regardless, because they are absolute bangers. With all of that said, please sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Cam FM.
Good morning, I should say, because technically this is going out at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow, I do believe, because our schedule is so ram-packed with fantastic shows. I think, isn't that right, Emma?
Yep, going out at 8:30 tomorrow.
8:30 tomorrow.
Hello from the past.
Hello from the past. Nice and bright and early. And time for Jacob's Saturday breakfast, which I'm sure is going to be fantastic. Hello, my name is Daisy. You join me, well, I was about to say live, old habits die hard. You join me pre-recorded in the fabulously wonderful and ultra-sexy new Jesus Studio, where we are incredibly excitingly joined by the master of this here college, Sunita. Would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Hi, I'm Sunita Elaine. I am master of Jesus College and love radio.
I think that's a fantastic
everyone intro. In this room agreed.
Yes, absolutely. I've just given a very cheesy speech outside, and
it was very emotional.
It's been a long time coming. So I'll give an abridged version here. This has been an incredibly long project in the running. Four committees have seen in yes. this project in some stage of production. I have been station manager for two of those committees, head of training and membership for one, where I was just sort of like peering over the battlements like, oh, what's going on here? Hey guys. but no, genuinely, this has been such a huge project for us. We're so unbelievably thrilled and excited. And just to quote you from earlier, when you said you had us when you said hello, I think I nearly passed away. So, with that in mind, I've got some really fun, funky interview questions for you, Sunita.
Go for it.
First things first, you mention, this is my very BBC radio voice, you mention you're into radio.
Just a bit.
What sort of got you into sort of the radio podcasting industry to begin with, sort of thing?
Well, I got into radio before, I mean, the word podcast didn't exist.
Yeah.
When I started in radio, it was... It was 1989. Yeah, 1989. I'd been out of college for about a year, left in 88. Didn't know what I wanted to do. I got a job doing finance. And maybe in 1989, late 1989, I decided that if you're going to work, you should do something you really love.
Yeah.
And at that point in my life, age 21, the thing that I loved was jazz. And as it goes, I love jazz, and I also liked organising things. I like putting things together. I loved the kind of blank piece of paper, blank space. Got a job at Jazz FM.
Yeah.
Completely one of those ones where you just happen to be in the right place at the right time. People talk about luck, but actually I was at a Jazz Against Apartheid gig. Meeting. I was a Jazz Against Apartheid meeting, and I was also at a Cassandra Wilson gig, who's like one of my favourite jazz singers, and met the same person at them, and they said, are you a journalist? And I'd done a little bit of student journalism, just a tad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I got a job there as the information officer, and that was it. And I realised that what it did for me was I liked storytelling, and radio is about that. It's like, what's the story between the second that I'm talking now and what's going to happen next and what's the question you're going to ask me? So whether it's an interview or a piece of news, it's all about storytelling. And I think that's what got me into radio. And ultimately, the other thing that happened was I got made redundant from Jazz FM because jazz didn't take on Capital Radio commercially.
Yeah.
But that was fine. That was the impetus to kind of set up my own company.
Yeah. No. Well,
just a little company.
I was trying to make a pun there. Sort of something different company. sorry. Oh God. Anyway.
Something else. Radio.
Anyway. Yeah. So I mean, that with that all in mind, sort of, you mentioned, you know, you wouldn't say luck. What sort of tips would you give to anyone interested in pursuing a career in radio or in podcasting?
Go for it and have a go. I mean, I think that's one of the, you know, Cam FM is such a good thing, because whilst you're here at university in the city, and you just want to have a go, and it's just not just for students, Cam FM, it's for anyone.
Yeah, alumni and yeah, student staff.
Yeah, no, that's really important. But if you want to be presenting, then you need to kind of keep talking.
Yeah.
You need to get practice, listen back to your staff, practice, listen to other people, but just have a go. And don't kind of think, oh my gosh, the stakes are really high, and what if I make a mistake? You know, there's Ofcom rules to follow, absolutely, because the Cam FM is a privileged position to be one of the stations, which has got a full-time Ofcom licence, which is brilliant. And that, and, you know, because if you're talking on the airwaves, you've got a little bit of responsibility, I think, if you're talking to people. But I'd say do that, and I'd say do other forms of creative pursuit, whether it's thinking about, you know, doing a bit of camera work, or you know, there's the talking side of it. But what's important is the fact that you have to put together an idea. So, you know, the idea of training, the idea of doing a running order, of going, I'm producing an hour, or, you know, it's coming up to the hour, my show's finishing, I've got to talk to the hour.
Yeah.
But that production's very important, and also the ability to kind of think about going out and recording stuff in situ as well. All those things are very important. I'd also say, I also think that what you can do is get involved in student radio, and especially the bit where student radio links in to the radio industry. There's a lot of kind of radio festival and radio academy events, which are worth looking at, because you get to meet a lot of people.
Also, incidentally, to all of our listeners, Cam FM does have radio academy memberships. If you are a member of Cam FM and are interested, just send me a message and I'll get back to you. But yeah, no, that's wonderful. I mean, my next question, you've kind of answered very, very lovely. Is that
word? It can be.
We'll say it's a word.
I mean, Cam FM can make up words.
Yeah, I think so.
I definitely
don't do a language subject or anything. So yeah, I mean, what drew you to helping Cam FM find a new studio? That was my next question, but again, you've kind of already answered it, but do you have anything else?
I think I've answered it from a personal perspective as to why I think radio is very important. I think along with all colleges, we're very interested in kind of like at Jesus in developing the whole person. And part of that developing is just making sure that people have a chance to play with their creativity. We're doing a lot at Jesus, where we've always been a college which has got amazing grounds. You know, the sports facilities are fantastic. Along with other colleges, though, sometimes things get started and then they might be there for a couple of years, and then people who started then leave.
Yeah,
we're very careful here to make sure that we can put things in place where we love people's creativity. So there's a lot of filmmaking. We have an architectural build space. Haven't yet built the pavilion, but we're going to go for it.
It's on it, yeah.
It's on the list.
Yeah.
Creative writing, some screenwriting, art club, lots of music.
Yeah.
Songwriting.
Yeah.
Short story writing.
Yeah.
And definitely, so things like filmmaking and doing radio are very, very important.
Yeah.
And the ability to have those on site. And it's lovely to be a porous college, and we welcome people in to Jesus.
Yeah.
But it's lovely for hopefully Jesuans will be able to think, hang on a sec, what's going on in college? There's a radio station.
Yeah.
And the fact that Cam FM has been going since 1979 means that the likelihood of it still being at Jesus is really great.
We don't plan on going anywhere,
which is fantastic. Hopefully you like this studio we've got for you, so that's all good.
Yeah, but genuinely fantastic space. Yeah,
honestly, I mean radio is famously not a visual medium, so we can't really translate how lovely
but
it
we,
is.
But we would have the Grand Designs theme playing at the moment if we could. Genuinely,
I mean, that's one of the reasons I think that's some of the reasons why it's important to be here. I think it's lovely having a college where it's a bit buzzy. There's stuff going on, you know, films are being shown, there's music, it's lively, and so I think Cam FM plays into that. And of course, like I said, you had to say hello.
No, I mean, what you were just saying as well about trying out societies, I think is such a wonderful sentiment. I mean,
I didn't even think about doing radio until I saw Cam FM at the Freshers Fair.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the thought that, you know, if we keep going to, like, the Jesus Freshers Fair, we had loads of interest at it at the beginning of the, beginning of the year.
I showed up with my poster underarm, sat in the Jesus Freshers Fair hall, and I met so many incredibly exciting and excited Jesuans who really wanted to get involved. And you know, I mean, I came at radio basically applying to universities based on whether or not they had a student radio. So I mean, just genuinely,
but no matter how you get there, Cam FM is sort of open to everyone, has lots of people doing great stuff.
I would not have had nearly the incredible university experience I have had without Cam FM. It, like, genuinely, I just don't even want to think about where I'd be at if I wasn't involved so heavily with Cam FM. It's genuinely the best thing I've ever done.
Seconded.
This studio is gonna, I hope that lots of people are gonna show up and be like, wow, this is a really cool thing, actually. I want to get this as well. So yeah, no, that's wonderful. I mean, you also kind of touched on this, but how do you kind of hope to see the studio integrated into life at Jesus as a whole?
Well, I know we talked about having a Jesus hour. I think we've just waited for you guys to be in. Because I know you said there's like four committees to get to this stage.
Yes.
I think we've just had the room here, and then it's like, okay, no, just patiently, they're coming. I think now that we can look at that would be something that would be amazing to do. But what we do like doing at Jesus is having opportunities where there's a voice for fellows, there's a voice for staff and students across. We do a lot of stuff, like we have like the intellectual forum, so it'd be quite interesting to have some of those kind of speakers that we have coming to talk, doing some recording for those. I don't know, we haven't kind of exactly worked out what should go in it.
Would be absolutely
very, very
lovely.
Exciting.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of collaborative shows that go out and things where lots of people get involved. I mean, I have lots of personal friends at Jesus, shout out Lyra, who have been on my show before and are very, very keen on getting involved with Cam FM now that it's here in Jesus. So,
but I just think just letting people's creativity fly.
Yeah.
But there's creativity and it's learning. And I love the fact that because Cam FM is, you know, solidly kind of following Ofcom rules, it gives people a bit of rigour in terms of like the idea about how they broadcast responsibly, but also allows a kind of like a real sort of creativity to kind of think about how are you going to tell stories which are, you know, in time. I mean, you know, the live nature of it, the fact that you can actually pre-record, you can do in situ stuff. It's very exciting.
Yeah. No, I mean, we, as something I've said to a lot of people as well at our recent expeditions to the SU, is that Cam FM, we are one of the few student radio stations that give people full creative control over what they actually choose to broadcast. I know that my show, eclectic as it is, probably would not be accepted by many student radio stations. But genuinely, like, we are very much in the mindset of let everyone try everything they want. We've got such a beautiful range of shows.
A very full schedule as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. Hence why we're going out at 8:30 a.m. But yeah, no, so we're 100% behind you on that sort of very creative ethos. And our training programme, award nominated now by the Gateway, guys, just saying. it's so thorough. I mean, Lord knows I would have had no idea what's going on this desk were it not for the training I had. So yeah, just a really great thing.
And it's a great way to foster community as well, because we have sort of what I didn't know what I was doing 3 years ago, and now I'm helping to train other people in what to do in accordance with all the rules and things.
And I love the fact also that that there's a link to Anglia Ruskin University.
Yes,
that's where your other domain is there, but it's just nice that we've got like those links between the two universities.
We've had a very, very strong presence at ARU. Regular listeners will know, as we reference it quite a lot, but basically after COVID, Cam FM actually lost access to its Fitzwilliam studio, and our membership dropped to less than 30. So we were very much not in a good place. And now we are over 130 active members strong.
That's brilliant.
We're back up to full capacity in terms of studios.
It's been great to see.
It genuinely makes me, and I know I've said it a million times, but it genuinely makes me really emotional to think about.
Well,
it's just filled with joy.
That's great. And actually, I had a lovely moment just now when you said we're in the Jesus studio of Cam FM. I just thought that was lovely. And I hope you keep saying that. We're in the Jesus studio of Cam FM.
I had a moment because I did an assessment in here the other day with someone, and I had a moment where they were sat here and I said to them, just to let you know, this is the first assessment I'm doing from our new Jesus studio. And the person was like, all right. It's like, no pressure. But yeah, no. Fully, I mean, our ARU side, we actually had a lot of ARU people in attendance today to watch the ribbon cutting.
Do you know, can I just say, bucket list, that's the first time I've cut a ribbon.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so glad to have facilitated that.
It was a very posh John Lewis ribbon as well. I picked it myself, so you can thank me later. I have one more question for myself, and then maybe Emma, you'd like to ask something. But my little silly question for you is, across your entire illustrious career of radio and podcasting and broadcasting and journalism in general, what is your favourite sort of on-air moment that's happened?
Oh gosh, that's so difficult.
I know,
that's
like
so difficult.
What their favourite song is, but
yeah, no, I can't really say. I mean, it'll change. I'm sure if someone asks me the question another time, I'll have a different answer. Yeah. I mean, I've done, you know, I love interviewing. Yeah. I do love interviewing, and there are different moments. So maybe there's two moments. There was one moment when I was interviewing for BBC London and Black London. And we were interviewing a guy called James Cameron, I think. I hope I've got the name right. And he was a survivor of a lynching. Mm. And it was one of those interviews where BBC London, it's a, you know, you've got segments. You're doing 5-minute segment, you're doing another one. And the way he talked about myself and the producers, we were like, okay, well, we're going to let this go for half an hour.
Yeah.
You couldn't. And then I think afterwards we did get called in to kind of go, let's go for half an hour. But that was, it was incredible. It was the power of an intimacy of radio to be able to speak to someone, because that's what I love about radio. No one can see us, but they can hear us.
Yeah.
And then sometimes that ability to just hear, you feel that you're getting closer to what people are saying, closer to their minds.
Yeah.
There was that moment. And I think there was a moment when I did a radio station up at the Edinburgh Festival. The very first one of those was called Festival FM. We had loads of people who were working on it. Loads of people made their debut in radio. Graham Norton.
Yeah.
I think Steve Coogan was on there.
Oh.
Joe Brand. So we had lots of different kind of presenters. But we had so many people volunteering and having a go to put together a 28-day radio station.
Yeah.
I just remember the last day being so much fun in the studio, and it's one of those moments when you can look back and you can say, hey, look what we did.
Yeah.
You know, and I just hope that people get that in life just by getting involved, having a play, having a go, saying yes to making connections, because your time here at university is great, but what is, you know, the intellectually challenging and exciting, and but the kind of like being with your friends and having a go and doing something and making connections is just brilliant. So that was, for me, that time post-university, but it was, you know, I got that feeling of being connected and being together.
That's genuinely an incredible answer. Thank you.
It is.
Emma, is there anything you'd like to ask our wonderful guest?
Yes. So you were quite rightly talking about the importance of not only having a go yourself, but sort of listening to what other people are doing in terms of developing your broadcasting skills or your media skills in general. I was wondering if you had any sort of either broadcasting idols or people that you're listening to at the moment that are doing really great things that you'd like to recommend or tell us about?
Well, I think I'm pretty old school. I mean, I do like Desert Island Disc. Yeah, I really like Desert Island Disc. And it's for the reason I think I touched on.
Yeah.
The moments when we really get to kind of find out what's going on in someone's mind, and it's just very open. I like that.
Yeah. So Desert Island Discs, you'd say?
Desert Island Discs. Wow. I just keep looking at that one. And I have another bucket list. I did it, so it was fantastic.
Oh, wow. Well, would you like to give an abridged version?
Much more prestigious than Cam FM.
No.
Thank you. No, I'm joking. Completely. Would you like to tell us what your sort of, is it three tracks? I get it mixed up.
It's about eight.
Eight? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I definitely,
I'm going to have to try and remember. You're asking me to remember.
Well, no, you don't have to give us all. Say, give us top.
Give us a couple.
Give us top three,
Top three. I definitely had a Cassandra Wilson.
Yeah.
Last Train to Clarksville.
Yeah.
Brilliant. She's one of my favourite singers. I had Minnie Riperton in there as well. What else did I have? Hannibal, who's a kind of like a jazz trumpet player. Hannibal live in on Teeb. Mm. 26 minutes, but that'll take up quite a lot of time.
Yeah, there you go.
Just a mix like that. And something stuff went out from when I was younger.
One of the most emotional bits of radio. This is so random. One of the most emotional bits of radio I ever listened to. What's the guy who does... money saving expert, Martin Lewis.
Yes.
One of the most emotional bits of radio I've ever listened to was his Desert Island Discs, and I was not expecting it at all. Oh, and I was just really taken aback by it. That's always stuck with me.
I'll have to listen to that.
My recommendation for a Desert Island Disc, but now, of course, I'm going to have to search through the back catalogue for yours. Did you have anything else you wanted to ask our wonderful guest?
I don't think so. I think we've had a very lovely chat.
Yeah.
And of course we're going on to the celebration of the studio opening, which is still unreal.
I've been shaking and sort of all day. I've been so nervous. I'm so overwhelmed. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're absolutely welcome. I'm sure, no doubt, you'll be getting lots of people from Jesus going, oh, can we have a look?
Peering in the window.
Yeah.
Yes. No, wonderful stuff. Well, thank you so much. I am going to play a song for us all quickly, just to sort of fade us out. And rather, I think, appropriately for Jesus, I picked God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
God Only Knows What We Would Do Without You.
Indeed. This song, I think, really encapsulates, the nice parts encapsulate my feelings about this, because my God, it has been such a long time coming, pun intended, and I'm just so overwhelmed with thanks and joy. So thank you so much for all that you've done for us.
You're thank so you. Welcome.
Thank you. Bye. Cam.
Thank you very much for joining us on this episode of Cam FM Trending. Why not give us a follow and a rating via whatever podcast service you are using to listen to this? Alternatively, you can find us online anytime at camfm.co.uk. That's camfm.co.uk. You can also find us across a range of social media platforms, basically pretty much every single one under the sun, including LinkedIn, under at camfm972. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day. Cam FM.